I think there are two sides to some of these stories.
It's sister against sister after an ugly split.
I told him what she had told me.
Which was what?
That she took a brick and smashed his windshield.
Why are you no longer getting along?
She's a pathological liar. She's manipulative.
And the situation keeps getting worse.
The witness, my sister, is cohabiting with Mr. Cody Lowry.
I figured that there was something more than that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Cody Lowry is suing his estranged wife, Brigitte Lowry, for smashing out the lights and windows of his truck.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 509 on the calendar in the matter of Lowry versus Lowry. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Lowry, you and the defendant are still legally married. Is that right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
You have children together?
Yes, one daughter, Your Honor.
You have any other children?
No.
And do you?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
How many children do you have?
I have two other children.
This is your claim. You are currently in the process of going through a divorce. A divorce, from what I understand from your papers, had gotten rather ugly. At some point, you claim that when you were out of the house, and you had moved out of the house, but left behind a truck, you say that your wife vandalized it, and you want to be compensated for her vandalizing the truck.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Mrs. Lowry says that you are probably angry. She had had you arrested for assault. You pled guilty to that assault. That's what she says. Is that true?
No, it's not, Your Honor.
What is the status of that action?
It has been heard in court. It was an Alford plea.
Mr. Lowry, if you took an Alford plea, you had an attorney.
Yes, Your Honor.
And your attorney explained to you that an Alford plea was exactly the same thing as being found guilty.
Yes, Your Honor.
Right. And when did this assault take place?
The alleged assault took place, I believe, in July of 2013.
Okay. When was the plea entered?
The plea was entered on the 11th of this month.
11th of March?
Yes, Your Honor.
The basis of the assault is the one he's talking about now. Is his second degree assault. He's already been pled guilty once prior to that. So he has two assault degree charges pressed against him.
Is that correct, sir?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. When was the first...
Your Honor, I'm unclear on what relevance this has to as far as the claim today,
Your Honor. Has a lot of relevance to me, sir. What you're ascribing, first of all, it has relevance to motive. Why, after a year, are you complaining about your damaged truck? That's one.
I made an attempt over the following months with her and her attorney to come to a settlement, and they were uncooperative, after which point I did file a claim. And it's been several months since I initially filed the claim. I filed the claim last year as well.
When did you file the claim last year?
December.
Well, the alleged vandalism happened in April.
Correct.
April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So 9 months later, I'm still not following, sir.
That was
inspired this action now?
On the advice of my attorney at the time regarding these other criminal matters.
That's where we're getting. The other criminal matters, that's why you say I don't understand what the relevance is with regard to the other criminal matters. And I'm telling you.
I understand, Your Honor.
I'm a lawyer.
Yes.
I'm a judge. They're like this.
Yes.
So you have two assaults. When was the first one and to what?
March 19th, 2013. And I had a slap mark on my face.
Okay. Now, that assault is not a second-degree assault.
The paperwork right here says it.
I'd like to take a look at that, please. It says you pled guilty, sir. Pled guilty to second-degree assault.
That's correct, Your Honor.
A, it doesn't say anything here about an Alford plea. It says a plea of guilty and the verdict is guilty. Sentenced 3 years, suspended 3 years. Probation, 3 years. You signed off on it March 11th.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Does that take care of both of the assault cases that you had?
The one was heard previously, but yes, Your Honor. That was the second and finalization of this.
What was the first one?
The one back in March. I don't have the police report. All I have is that piece of paperwork.
You're talking about the one that happened on March 19th?
Mm-hmm. This one just happened. The second assault.
When did this happen?
This happened in June 25th, 2013. He found guilty of that.
Tell me what happened on that day.
I was laying on the bed with our daughter at the time, who was 1 and a half. I had her in my arms, and he started to kick me.
What was he doing in the house?
He would come in at all hours whenever he felt present, that he felt the need to come check up on things. And I had our daughter in my arms, and he started kicking me, and he kicked me in my face. And
what were you doing in the house on June 25th, sir?
I was home that day doing some yard work outside, taking care of some things. She'd asked me to come by the house and take care of, Your Honor.
Okay. Tell me when she had the conversation and asked you to come by and take care of the things.
The day prior as well as that day.
I want you to tell me what happened, Mr. Lowry, on June 25th. So now you're coming over to do some yard work.
Correct.
At her request. Tell me what happened when you got to the house.
Don't look down there. We talked for several minutes, and then I proceeded to go outside to work. Got into what I was doing outside, working around the house. And then I, at some point, several hours later, I came inside to take a break. I guess it was hot outside. I came inside to take a break, and that was not acceptable to her.
Just a second. Don't tell me what it's not acceptable. Tell me what she said to you.
She was upset that I was inside, that I had stopped working.
Was she upset that you stopped working, or was she upset that you were inside the house?
Some of the work I was doing was also inside, Your Honor, so it was...
That's not what I asked you.
She was upset that I was not working at that time.
Tell me what she said to you.
Without the vulgarity of what...
All the vulgarity, sir. Tell me exactly what you say she said to you.
You're worthless. Go back outside and get back to work. Why are you inside?
Okay. What were you doing inside?
As I told you, Your Honor, it was hot outside. I was inside, taking a break and getting a drink.
Where? In the kitchen, in the living room?
Initially in the kitchen, and then my daughter was in the bedroom, so I went into the bedroom to spend a few minutes with my daughter.
And was your wife also in the bedroom?
Initially, no. Then she came in. Once I went into the bedroom, she came in.
Okay. When she came into the bedroom, were those the first things that she said? Listen to me. Were those the first things that she said to you?
Yes.
Really? Is that customary for her?
Yes. Well, at that point in our relationship, yes, it was, Your Honor.
Well, then, you explain to me why you went over to cut the lawn.
It's my house. It's my property. I was still wanting to take care of the property, Your Honor.
What do you mean it's your house? You own the house?
Correct, Your Honor. Mm-hmm.
Alone?
Yes.
So the order that she had removing you from the house after the March assault, or whatever agreement that was, I assume there was some sort of order for you to be out of the house. Am I wrong about that?
No, there was an order that actually gave him the house, but we revamped the order to where I would have the house, and he had to get permission to enter the home.
It wasn't revamped. I made the decision to allow her and the children to stay in the house.
Can you tell me why you made that decision to let her and the children stay in the house and you stay with a friend?
To be honest, for the betterment of the children, the older two, her children are in school. And honestly, just the Christian thing to do, I think, that
okay.
For the best
so
of the children.
So now you're in the house in June.
Correct.
And how long have you owned it?
Since 2007, Your Honor.
And when were you married?
2011.
Okay. Now tell me what happened in June. So she opens up her mouth. According to you, she opens up her mouth to you. Get outside. And you say to her,
I'm taking a break. Just, don't get upset. Relax. I'm taking a break. I'm going back outside and working in a few minutes. Give me a few minutes with my daughter, please.
And she said?
She went on to say, you're not over here to spend time with her. You're over here to help take care of things around the house. Get back outside.
And you said to her?
I said, relax. I will. It's hot outside. I'm taking a break. She said, and continued the same thing. Well, you're not over here to take a break and see your daughter. Go back outside.
And?
And I refused. I sat there and continued to talk to my daughter. And then she took my daughter out of the room and set her out of the room and came back in. And that's when she got physical with me.
What did she do to you?
Pushed me back on the bed and got on top of me and started smacking me in the face, kneeing me in the stomach and groin area.
So what did you do?
I pushed her off of me, tried to get up to get off. Like I said, she pushed me back on the bed. I got up off the bed and she tried to pull my leg back as I was getting up. And that's when she allegedly got kicked in the face.
And
I went to walk. I was like, all right, I give up. I'm going back outside. So I went to walk back outside. As I walked back outside, I was lighting a cigarette, walking outside. And she came up behind me and said, I told you not to smoke in the house. As I turned around, she had a coffee pot in her hand, empty coffee pot, glass pot, and swung it in my direction. I blocked it with my hand. And of course, injury from that, the glass shattered, cut my hand. And then that's when I left and the police were called.
Were you or were you not arrested for that incident?
I was not, Your Honor.
But you pled guilty to?
Correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why are you no longer getting along?
There's a list of reasons.
Well, you want to give me the top four.
She's a pathological liar. She's manipulative. She's crazy. She sells drugs.
Okay, well, that's a good top four.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cody Lowry is accusing his estranged wife, Brigitte Lowry, of vandalizing his truck. Brigitte denies the charge, claiming that Cody is retaliating for domestic abuse charges she filed against him.
Why I plead guilty?
Yeah.
The advice of my attorney, I had seven charges against me, all from her, all not true.
I only hear about two.
They're all the violations of the protective order, supposedly, stuff that she made up.
Okay. Now, Ms. Lowry, let's get back to this June 25th, because I'm really curious about that. And then we're going to get to the truck, because now I'm trying to get the psyche of what's going on here, because that's important to me as to whether or not you damaged his truck. So let's get to June.
Okay. The June 25th incident, he showed up at the house.
Had you called him?
No, Your Honor. I was borrowing our lawnmower from our neighbor who does lawn care, Manny. That's all I know as his name. Cody just showed up out of the blue, and I said, you're not welcome here. You need to please leave. We started arguing.
When you say you borrowed the lawnmower from Manny, who was going to mow the lawn?
I was.
Okay. Had you mowed the lawn before?
Yes. I was the only one who did yard work outside.
Do you know Manny, Mr. Lowry?
I do, Your Honor.
If I were to telephone Manny, would Manny tell me that he loaned Mrs. Lowry the lawnmower?
I seriously doubt it, Your Honor. I don't think that's true at all. We own our own lawnmower.
Just a second. If I were to call Manny, would Manny tell me that he loaned you the lawnmower?
Yes, Your Honor. Our lawnmower just got caught on fire.
Just a second. You're her mother? Do you know Manny's last name?
No, I don't. I just know he's a Greek. He lives next door.
Sir, you work for him, I understand.
I do not know his last name, ma'am.
Stand up. How long have you worked for Manny?
Off and on for the last 3 years.
Did Manny have his own lawnmower?
He's got numerous of lawnmowers.
Now you can sit. I may not be finished with you totally.
Okay.
Now, the June incident, you pled guilty to the June incident, which was also a violation of the protective order that was issued after the March incident.
The protective order wasn't put in place until August, Your Honor.
Well, then what were the seven actions?
They were starting from August up until currently.
About what?
The violations, or alleged violations, that I had contact with her.
Here's the showcase order that I drew up for the judge one time when he tried to take me back to court to try to get the protective order dismissed.
Okay, now I know that you really don't like each other, and I actually do not believe that she invited you over to do inside housework. Just not something that I believe would happen. Now you can sit down. In any event, now let's get back to the truck. You left the truck when you left in March.
Correct, Your Honor.
And it was in March that this alleged first assault took place.
Correct, Your Honor.
An assault to which you subsequently pled guilty.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, you say that you have a witness to establish...
Two witnesses, Your Honor.
Two?
Yes, Your Honor. One that saw it and one that heard testimony by Brigitte as far as regards to her admitting that she did, in fact, damage the truck.
Oh, well, first I want to hear the person who heard the admission by Mrs. Lowry that she did it.
Yes, Your Honor. That is actually Chanel. It's her sister.
You're her sister?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to tell me if you ever had occasion to speak to your sister about this incident with the truck where Mr. Lowry alleges that his truck was vandalized.
At the time, we were getting along. We were speaking. Now we are not.
Who was?
Me and my sister.
Why are you no longer getting along?
There's a list of reasons.
Well, you want to give me the top four.
She's a pathological liar. She's manipulative. She's crazy. She sells drugs.
Okay, well, that's a good top four.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Me and Manny talked about how they weren't getting along.
Why would you talk to Manny about her not getting along with her husband if you didn't tell Manny about seeing this debacle that you just saw in the driveway?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cody Lowry is accusing his estranged wife, Brigitte Lowry, of smashing out the lights and windows of his truck.
Now, tell me about the discussion that you had with her with regard to the truck.
Mr. Lowry had called me and asked me if I knew what was going on. I told him no, I didn't.
When did he call you?
It was back in July.
All right, so July you have a conversation with her sister. Now, what did you tell him?
I told him what she had told me.
Which was what?
The conversation was that she took a brick and smashed his windshield.
And what did you say to her?
I was like, why would you do that? She was just like, just a moth.
And you had this conversation with her when?
In July.
The same month that he called you?
Yeah.
The same
like
month?
I kind of brought it up to her, and we were just at the house, sitting at the house, having a conversation.
I contacted her to ask her if she knew anything about it as building my case. She said she knows she didn't, and she would ask.
Oh, so at that time in July when she said she didn't know anything, is that when you reached out to your sister?
Yeah, I reached out to my, yeah.
She initiated the contact.
Oh, now I got it. So you were actually acting as his agent, because by that time you didn't like your sister anymore. You weren't speaking.
No, we were speaking, but I just was curious.
Well, then why would you agree to act in the capacity of an agent for Mr. Lowry?
I just wanted to hear both sides of the story.
Well, now you heard both sides of the story, but then you went back and told him.
Yes.
Excuse me,
What? Why?
Because he had asked me.
Sit down. You worked for Manny for 2 years. So now I want you to tell me, what, if anything, you allege that you saw, and when you allege you saw it?
Back in April of last year, I pulled up to Manning's house. He was not there, knocked on his door, he was not there. And I heard a bunch of ruckus. I looked over and I saw this young lady here hitting the truck, pipe, wrench, something big. So I stood there for a minute, startled me. And then I saw her throw the brick through the window.
And
then I left.
Okay, and that was in April.
Mm-hmm.
And to whom did you report this incident?
I didn't report it to nobody. I told Cody when he proceeded to come back to the house.
In what month did you tell Cody?
It was July. I did not know Cody until after this incident. When I saw him in July, I was over next door at Manning's, and I walked over because Manning said to ask him about cutting his yard.
Okay. Well, a normal person would have said, I just saw somebody come out of that house and throw a brick through the windshield of a car that was in the driveway. You know whose car that is? That's what I would say. Did you say that to Manning?
No, me and Manning talked about how they weren't getting along.
Why would you talk to Manny about her not getting along with her husband if you didn't tell Manny about seeing this debacle that you just saw in the driveway?
We just started talking about how they weren't getting along.
Sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay.
May I say something, Your Honor?
Yes.
My sister is cohabiting with Mr. Cody Lowry starting back in July, and she also has drug charges and theft charges my mother and father have pressed on her.
I figured there was something more than that you just weren't getting along
with
each other.
We've never gotten along.
Whatever. Whatever. I don't believe her anyway.
Okay.
I don't believe him either. And more than that, I actually think that the two of you have more things to worry about.
Your Honor, may I say something?
Yes.
I have a text message screenshot from Ms. Lowry that she texted me the evening prior to the damage being done, stating that she was, in fact, with the intention to damage the vehicle.
That I would like to see.
Yes, Your Honor.
That I would like to see. Oh, that's interesting, madam.
I was with my mother that day.
I don't care. Call me now if you don't want your baby destroyed that is sitting in our driveway. That's from you.
No, Your Honor.
I don't believe that.
It's true, though.
My dear, that I absolutely believe. I don't believe her, and I don't believe him, but I actually believe that that message came from your phone. Now I'll see the pictures of the car. Oh, yes. Do you have estimates?
I do, Your Honor.
I'd like to see them. Oh, I love these electronic devices. It sometimes makes it so easy, even when people aren't telling the truth. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,100 to repair the car. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
By his excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She pulled the keys out of the ignition on my car while I was driving it.
This is just getting more and more exciting.
Not for me.
Next Judge Judy.
I had nothing to do with that vehicle.
I'm finally glad that somebody in the system has actually held her accountable for her actions.
I actually have sole legal custody of the minor child right now, and I'm very happy and moving on with my life.
I just want her to be accountable for her actions and understand, basically in a simple word, grow up and be an adult and be a good mother.